commercial aviation industry is still hurting from last week's terrorist attacks. President Bush is asking Congress for $5 billion in aid to the airlines, with more later. Airlines are slashing schedules and laying off tens of thousands of workers. Shockwaves from the airlines are spreading to the rest of the travel industry. Here are two reports, the first from Peter Overby, on how Congress is responding to the plight of the airlines.
This was Congress's first public hearing relating to the terrorist attacks. So many people showed up that at one point, congressional staffers locked the doors to keep them out. The main witnesses were six airline executives. They've been lobbying for a relief bill, now estimated at $17.5 billion. Delta Airlines CEO Leo Mullen said they need swift action from Congress.
Swift is like Friday. That is the kind of time frame that we need.
The bill is expected to pass, but lawmakers peppered the executives with questions. Why this much money? Is this because of the terrorist attacks or past management mistakes? Sue Kelly is a Republican from the New York City suburbs.
Gentlemen, you are here asking for money. The money that we have to allocate to you comes out of the pockets of the citizens of the United States of America. It is our fiduciary responsibility to make sure that that money is spent wisely.
Besides the money, the airlines also want immunity, so they can't be sued by anybody hurt or killed on the ground when the hijacked planes crashed. Tom Horton, chief financial officer of American Airlines, said that's probably the single most important item.
Capital markets correctly fear an avalanche of lawsuits which could bankrupt our companies. And until that cloud is lifted, I don't think we're going to have any access to the capital markets.
Lawmakers heard a lot they didn't like. For example, John Kelly, CEO of Alaska Airlines, said tighter security measures at airports should be financed by all taxpayers, not by ticket surcharges on those who fly.
We can't add additional cost onto the ticket without a loss of passengers.
Democrat Peter DeFazio was incredulous.
You're telling me after this incident that a $3 surcharge is something that would trouble any flyer in your system? I don't believe that.
Mullen, the Delta Airlines chief, tried to calm lawmakers. He assured them that the famously extravagant salaries of airline executives are mostly performance-based, so the CEOs will be sharing the sacrifice.
It will happen, and it will happen big time.
But Democrat Robert Borsky said the relief bill won't protect ordinary workers from layoffs.
We do need to understand that layoffs will happen even if you are given this.
That's correct.
And substantial. So are we talking the 100,000, even if you get this?
I think in terms of the ones that have been announced already, it's over 50,000.
That went up another 40,000 after the executives left the hearing. The AMR Corporation said it's cutting back at American Airlines, American Eagle, and TWA. And at the end of the day, United Airlines said it's laying off about 20% of its workforce. If that's not bad enough, the rule of thumb is that every airline job creates at least six other jobs, from travel agents to aircraft assembly line workers. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.